And a very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batzer, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Friday, 19th of September. We are here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. Okay, so let's talk about markets itself. Okay, we talked yesterday. I said I'd been talking to traders this week. They thought the market was well bid. They thought, you know, it felt firm underneath. Okay, right. Call this a relief rally, a squeeze up. But FTSE, new highs this morning.
Well, it was up 100 points. I've got my machinery is all over the place this morning. Right. Last time I looked, the FTSE was up 50 points. This is the TradeNext platform, so it's 68.50 on the September contract.
Yeah.
It was called up 100, so now only up 50. Obviously, there aren't that many people who still feel like
buying new highs
and doing that. But I think there probably is a chance, maybe over the next few days, for the market to finally go through. But you know, nobody feels too clever just buying the relief rally, I would have thought, at the moment.
But again, technically speaking, you should be happy buying new highs, shouldn't you? Was it something that even you struggle with?
It's just intraday. I mean, obviously the market's only been open for 2 hours, so you know there's a bit of sort of you know, you probably want to see consolidation or maybe see an end of day close here. I mean, this is a big event, so you know, and the market's gapped up. So I think that, you know, people are understandably cautious, and also we don't know quite what the story is going to be going forward in terms of Devo Max and other issues like that.
Right.
So a lot was promised, and the dust does need to settle.